Praise the Lord. You know, Brother Dustin told me one time he was ushering and he said, "Pastor, please don't ever call on me to pray publicly because I will most likely vomit all over myself." And so the fact that he stood up here today, that's just incredible to me. Praise the Lord for that. And just goes to show you that God can enable you to do just about anything. Amen. And so if you have your Bible tonight, go to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 121, Psalm 121 tonight. I'm glad I was in church just for that. How about you? Amen. Good job, brother. He's sweating. That's okay. He's entitled. Psalm 121. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Heavenly Father, I pray that tonight, as we focus in upon Your Word, that You would enrich our hearts and, Lord, cause us to lean more wholly upon Thee, to love Thee more tenderly. And God, I pray that tonight we would yield more of our lives to the leadership of Thy Holy Spirit. And God, I pray that Jesus Christ would be exalted in our midst. For we ask this in the wonderful and worthy name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 121 is a passage of Scripture that is oft quoted and sometimes sung. And I don't know, I can remember singing with the kids that Scripture song. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth." And you know, there was a time that I had almost 300 verses of Scripture that I could sing to you. And perhaps now even could, with a little bit of coaxing. But yet this is a passage of Scripture that has become near and dear to many hearts. As I talk to so many folks in this particular time, I'm stricken with the fact that so many are going through seasons of difficulty, times of testing, and perhaps there are some here that personally are looking for God to do some things for them that apart from God doing them, they'll never be done. In this economy, we have 18 members of our church whose names are on the prayer sheet for employment. That is really a startling number. On a percentile basis, there are perhaps more active adults in our church needing God to do something for them employment-wise than on the national scene. And it's a startling fact, really. Although from time to time I drive around town and I see signs in the windows of businesses that say, "Help wanted." And tonight, perhaps there's someone that has hanging in the window of your heart a sign that says, "Help wanted." Tonight I want to bring you a message titled, "Help wanted." Help wanted. The psalmist said, "I will lift up mine eyes under the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You know, I want to tell you something, that all of us at various and sundry times find ourselves in a place of need, desiring to hear from heaven, to receive from heaven those things that are needful. And perhaps that's where you find yourself tonight. I wonder tonight, how many of you in this room would say, Pastor, I have a burden on my heart that I know that only God can alleviate. And I wouldn't talk about it publicly, but there's a burden there just the same. Let me see your hand. Raise it up big and high. There's a burden on my heart I wouldn't talk about publicly, and I know that if it would be alleviated, the Lord must do it. I imagine tonight that almost every person in this room has some kind of a burden like that. Maybe it's a burden for a loved one who's stricken with illness. Maybe it's the burden of a financial need. Perhaps it's the burden of a wayward child. Maybe it's the burden of an addiction. Maybe it's the burden of being prodigal from the Lord and having wasted opportunities and languishing in despair and doubt. Perhaps it's the burden of past sins stigmatizing you, casting a dark pall over your life and feeling as if you could never escape. There are burdens that we face. There are issues that we have. And if we would overcome them, it would only be by the hand of God. And so, if we would be freed, if we would be truly freed from the burdens that beset us and distress us, we must, like the psalmist, come and say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. You see, there is no other place to look for help than to the Lord. It is just as we spoke of this morning, where the Lord, through the prophet Jeremiah, prophesied to His people Judah and said, cursed is the man that trusteth in man, that trusts in the arm of the flesh, whose heart departs from the Lord. And I would tell you this tonight, that if we look to man, we will not find help there. If we look to the resources of our finances and of our own abilities and our own wisdom, we'll not be helped there. David was no doubt a skillful man. When he had written this psalm, he had already slain a lion and a bear. He had already taken down a giant. He had already ascended to a throne. And having written this, he was a man that was skilled in many ways and filled with wisdom. And yet he said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. I wonder where it is that you're looking to find help in the time of need. Certainly help is needed. No doubt with many, help is wanted. Where are you seeking for that help? As we look to the Lord for our help, I want you to see the power spoken of in that one to whom we look for help. Would you see, first of all, the power? It says, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. May I submit this to you tonight, that the one who is going to provide that which you can never manufacture is the maker of heaven and earth. And there is nothing too hard for God. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32 and verse 17, Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and Thine outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee. The God that made all that is doesn't even have to break sweat to deliver the need that you have, to help with the issue that you're confronting in your life. Why is it that knowing God is all-powerful and omnipotent God who can do anything but fail, and yet still we try to figure things out in our own strength? We try to reason it out in our own abilities. And yet David of old said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And friend, tonight I believe if we just understood the power that God has, the power that's wrapped up in the little pinky of God is more than a million megaton bomb that could obliterate the planet. My friend, with the very spoken word, God created all that is. And it's no problem for Him to deal with the issues that you're confronted with. I think about what the Lord said. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus said that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I think about the fact that the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 that Jesus created all things and by Him all things consist. By His power He upholds His creative handiwork. He holds the world in its place. He holds the stars in their galaxies. He holds this whole solar system in its place. And then if it moved a mile out of place, we would be consumed either with an ice age or we would be consumed with fire. And yet by the power of the spoken word of God, He upholds the very solar system. Why then is it a God who loves you so much that He laid down His life to save you? We do not come to an all-powerful God when we need help. Sometimes I think that is manifest so much when we're confronted with an issue and we go running about from pillar to post trying to find an answer, when in fact what God would have us do is look to the Lord in prayer. It has been said that nothing has been talked about more and practiced less than prayer. And perhaps that is true. And what it reveals in the heart of Christianity is that we do not look to the hills from whence cometh our help, realizing that our help cometh from the Lord. And the power of that God is that He made heaven and earth. And there is no problem on this earth that God who created the earth cannot overcome with the power of His Word. I think about what the Bible tells us in the book of Philippians chapter number 3, that God is able to subdue all things even unto Himself. I think about what the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Now unto Him be glory in the church unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, to Him be glory in the church throughout all ages, both now and ever. Amen. My friend, I want you to know it is the power of God that worketh in you. And do you have need of some help tonight? Realize the power of God to minister, the power of God to supply, the power of God to comfort, the power of God for companionship, the power of God to deliver whatever it is that you may have need of tonight. Perhaps there's a help wanted sign in the window of your heart. Would you lift up your eyes and look into the hills, realizing that our help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Would you tonight consider the fact that that one who is coming from above, which made heaven and earth, is not only all-powerful, but He is the preeminent one. The preeminent one. He's set on high. The Bible says, wherefore God hath also highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You see, God has exalted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and given Him a name which is above every name. And the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 18, and He is the head of the body of the church, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. And tonight I want to tell you something. Preeminence doesn't mean prominence. There are a lot of folks that got that all out askew. But I want you to know this, that He who is the preeminent one is our everything. It means He's all and in all. Jesus Christ, that one who desires the preeminence in your life, has an inexhaustible supply of power to provide whatever it is that you have need of. And when He does, I want you to know something, that all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. And what that tells me is that when God provides for my need, and when God supplies the help that is so wanted and needed, then I want you to understand, He receives the preeminent glory from that, because listen, the world looking on understands that it was a gift of grace and nothing that you or I could manufacture in and of our own strength. All things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, because they behold what you're enduring and they understand that there's no human way that you can help yourself and endure this trial of affliction. And when you do and you glorify the Lord, the world looks on and they say, it has to be God. It was God that helped you through it. It was God that proved His word was true when He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. The one who is all powerful. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. And I want you to know He made all that is. And all that He has created will one day bow and give Him honor and glory as the preeminent one who is all. And in all tonight, praise the Lord that there is nothing about your life that God is uninvolved with. There is no detail of your life, no matter how minuscule, that God is unaware of. He's the preeminent one. Why? He's all and He's in all and wants to be glorified through it all. Tonight, would you see the preeminence of the Lord God? I want you to notice with me that the Bible says in verse number 3, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Would you see here, those of you tonight that perchance have the help wanted sign hanging in the window of your heart? Would you see this? The presence of the Lord. Not only the power of the Lord, not only the preeminence of the Lord, that He's all and He's in all, He's interested in everything about your life, but would you see that He's there or with you? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 5, and be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God has promised to be ever present with you. I think about that Great Commission, and He concluded the Great Commission of the church by saying, lo, I am with you. I am with you. I want you to know that He has promised to be with you. And yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you need not fear evil. Why? For He is with me. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter where I go. The Bible tells me in Psalm 90 that though I make my bed in hell, He is there. Wherever it may be that I find myself in distress, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, knowing that I can find the Lord who has promised to be there with me in any situation. He will not suffer my foot to be moved, and He that keepeth me will not slumber. He'll neither slumber nor sleep. He's there keeping vigil over me. Praise the Lord God when I need Him. He is always available. He is always there. The presence of the Lord. There have been many times where I've had needs and I've looked around for family and I did not find them. Many times in my life where I had needs and I looked around for friends and they were not to be found. And there were many times I looked around for my brethren in the Lord and they were not there. But there has never been a time in my life where I looked for God, but what He was there. And sometimes we look for a companion. We look for someone to be our deliverer. And the Lord, our deliverer, is ever present with us. He's there in presence with us. You know, sometimes we take for granted the blessing of the presence of God. But I would remind you what the psalmist said in Psalm 16:11. He has shown me the path of life. In His presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Today I want to tell you something. The one who's promised never to go asleep, the one who's promised to sit watch and keep vigil over you, will always be there. It has been said, anchor your soul to the throne of grace and then shorten the rope. Anchor your soul to the throne of grace and then shorten the rope. Draw nigh to a God that's promised that He would draw nigh to you. And perhaps tonight you have the help wanted sign hanging in the window of your heart. I want to tell you what God has said in His Word. The Lord is nigh unto all those that are of a broken heart and to all they that be of a contrite spirit. I want to tell you, when you're broken in spirit, when you're broken in your heart, God is present with you. He's promised to be nigh unto you. And so tonight, there are those perhaps who are grieving over a failed relationship and you're feeling the pains of loneliness. Praise the Lord for the blessing of loneliness, because in the moments of loneliness, you can sense in a more acute way, in a more genuine way, the very presence of a sustaining, comforting God who can do anything but fail you. His presence. And then the Bible says in verse number 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Would you notice with me the preservation? The Lord has promised to sustain us. And I think that that promise was never more real than when it was delivered to the Apostle Paul, when he besought the Lord. And it says, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. The Lord has promised to give you the measure of grace according to your need. And when we are weak and acknowledge our need of the Savior, then I want you to understand that God has promised that I will preserve you. I will sustain you. I will be your strength. I'll be your rock and your fortress, your strong tower to whom you can continually resort. I'll be the one that will uphold you with my right hand. I will be the one that will sustain you by my grace. It is a sustaining grace. I know that the Bible says something in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It says, there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. I want to tell you this today, that you can't handle temptation. You can't handle the problems and the issues of life, because if you could, why in the world would the Lord need to provide a way of escape for you? For we're reminded of the fact that our Lord said in John 15, for without me ye can do nothing. In fact, we should all have the help wanted sign hanging in the window of our heart. Lord, I need you. I need you to do for me what I could never do for myself. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, will have no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which I would, I find not. Listen, I don't have the ability apart from Christ to do anything of any redeeming value, and neither do you. I need Him, and so do you, to preserve me. Praise the Lord. He's promise to preserve me from falling. In Jude, there in verse 24, now unto Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the Father. I want you to understand something, that God is the only one who can preserve your soul. The only one that can preserve your soul. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. Who are kept by the power of God. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. And if He made all the heavens and He made this earth and all that dwell therein, then for certain He has power over all of His creative handiwork. And these issues of life, these interpersonal relationships, these financial issues, these health problems are subject to the One that created them, the Lord God. And I will go to the Lord from whence cometh my help, because He's the source of power and He's all power, because He's the preeminent one. He's interested in every detail of my life. When the sun is beating down upon me and the dark night watches, He'll be there. He's all and He's in all, every little thing. And He's promised His presence to us, and in His presence is fullness of joy. And He's promised to preserve you from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Whatever the evil is that comes up against you, guess what? There'll never come a place, if you know the Lord as your Savior, where you will cease to be His child. That is preserved eternally. Amen. Praise the Lord. He will preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And herein we find not only the preservation, but the perseverance. The perseverance of the Lord. He said, I will preserve you from this time forth and even forevermore. There's no end to that promise. The Lord said, you can take this one to the bank. There's no end to that promise. I will preserve you. You're coming in, you're going out, and you're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And even as we said, He's promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And wherever you find yourself, you can know that the Lord is there. And all you need do is look up. And the One that made heaven and earth is ready to help. Perhaps tonight there's some need in your life. Maybe it's a health need. Maybe it's family distress. Maybe it's a need for employment. Perhaps it's a financial issue. Maybe it's the sickness of a loved one. Maybe it's the loss of your reputation. Perhaps it's an addiction. Maybe it's extreme loneliness. Perhaps the need is that you're not even certain that you're saved. Don't know you're going to heaven. Don't look to religion. The answer's not there. Don't look to human wisdom and reasoning. The answer is not there. Don't look to the arm of the flesh. It can only fail you. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And praise the Lord, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. What is it that you have need of tonight? What is it that you desire help from heaven for? It's there. It's available. Stop searching in all of the wrong places and start finding them in the Lord. Help wanted. Help is available. Find it in the Lord. Heavenly Father, tonight we thank You that we have an all-powerful God who can do anything possible.